This is Quiet Fire, a program about the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln and its relevance to us today. Welcome. This is Duncan Newcomer. Here's a Lincoln quote for you. His, Lincoln's, supremacy expresses itself altogether in his peculiar moral power and in the greatness of his character. That is from the historian Doris Kearns Goodwin in her book, Team of Rivals. One of the most amazing stories about Lincoln is that told by the great Russian novelist Leo Tolstoy. It was Tolstoy who once said that Lincoln was the most Christ-like of historical figures because of his willingness to love his enemies. Leo Tolstoy, author of War and Peace, had once been a dashing military figure and a nobleman, but who gave up his elite life to become a rural utopian and an almost primitive Christian. From that perspective, he once told a New York newspaper reporter how he encountered Lincoln's reputation in a remote village out among some wild and fierce men in the Caucasus Mountains. These men, Tolstoy said, had only a, quote, fragmentary and childlike understanding of the world and of history. The fingers of civilization had never reached them, and all life beyond their native valleys was a dark mystery. It says something about the vibrations of spiritual life that real news of Lincoln had permeated these dark and remote valleys. Tolstoy had been speaking to the tall, gray-bearded, wild man chief who called all his sons to come hear more history. Tolstoy told them of, in detail, of Napoleon, of Alexander the Great, of Caesar, and Frederick the Great. Then the chief said this, "But you have not told us of the greatest general and the greatest ruler of the world, who was a hero. He spoke with a voice of thunder, he laughed like the sunrise, and his deeds were as strong as a rock and as sweet as the fragrance of roses. He was so great that he even forgave the crimes of his greatest enemies. His name was Lincoln, and the country in which he lived is called America, which is so far away that if a youth should journey to reach it, he would be an old man when he arrived. Tell us of that man." "I looked at them," Tolstoy related, "and saw their faces all aglow while their eyes were burning. I told them of Lincoln and his wisdom and of his home life and youth." And for those stories, the wild men gave the famous author their best Arabian horse. Tolstoy found in a nearby town a picture of Lincoln and gave it to one of the young riders, who stared at the photograph of Lincoln for several silent, reverent minutes. His eyes filled with tears, and he was very sad. Tolstoy asked him why he was sad. He said, "Don't you find that his eyes are full of tears and that his lips are sad with a secret sorrow?" This recognition is the way with spiritual life, and the way that spiritual knowing travels. Tolstoy concluded to the newspaper man, "Washington was a typical American, Napoleon was a typical Frenchman, but Lincoln was a humanitarian, as broad as the world. He was bigger than his country, bigger than all the presidents together." Unquote. This is the peculiar moral power and the greatness of his character, the spirit of Lincoln that can guide us down in honor or dishonor to the latest generation. This is Duncan Newcomer, and this has been Quiet Fire, the spiritual life of Abraham Lincoln.